Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neeson. Since the big scare of mad cow disease in the 90s, the number of cases of people infected with the human form of the disease has been steadily declining.
But a new study in Britain, where the disease was first diagnosed, found 1 in 2,000 Britons may still harbor the mutated proteins called prions. Prions are misfolded proteins which convert healthy proteins into misfolded ones that build up over time. In humans, mad cow, known as bovine spongiform encephalopathy, is variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or VCJD.
It's passed on to people when they eat infected beef neurological material such as spinal cord and brain, as well as the spleen and tonsil. The study tested for the presence of specific prions in 32,000 donated appendices, and 16 were positive, which extrapolates to 1 in 2,000 in the general population.
But that doesn't mean all these people will develop the disease, because it's possible in some people the protein may not lead to VCJD.
Prion buildup in the brain creates plaques that eventually cause brain damage. Once people begin showing symptoms, most die within 8 months. So far, 177 Britons have died from VCJD.
Scientists had believed the incubation period for VCJD was about 8 years, but now they think there are at least 3 variants of the misfolded prion protein.
So, many more people could be unaware they have the disease. Since there is no blood test for VCJD, carriers of it could unwittingly pass on this disease to others when they give blood.
Hopefully, blood tests will be developed to protect against the inadvertent transmission of VCJD. Much has been done on farms to prevent the spread of mad cow, but further foolproof approaches are still needed.
We are Drs. David Neeson and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.